Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with NAREIT. Joining me on the other line is Jim Raylander, CEO with Northwood Securities. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Alan.
Now, Jim, I know you're a longtime veteran of the real estate investment world with more than 20 years of experience, but you know, you started with Northwood only about a month ago. Can you give us an idea kind of how you see the firm's approach to real estate investment developing, and are there any kind of, you know, changes or anything different that you might do compared to some of the other firms out there?
You know, one of the reasons I set up the Northwood Securities firm together with Northwood Investors is to take more of a private equity approach to public investing, and that is to say that we're underwriting companies as if we were buying the real estate. We're not really focusing too much on the benchmark as much as we are how to add value and provide value to our investors. So we're agnostic about the benchmark, and we're looking at companies everywhere in the world that are publicly listed, regardless of size, and looking for some great opportunities. For example, we found a company years ago in Thailand that was a very small cap company, about $200 million. Today, that market cap is around $6 billion. Only 5 or 6 years later. So we're always looking for those diamonds in the rough out there that where we know they really understand the real estate business, there's good value for money. But it does mean we've got to spend a lot more time on the ground and monitoring these companies.
All right. Well, I wanted to get your thoughts on some of the latest developments in international real estate investing. Let's start off with India. REITs have been approved there now, so I'm wondering, do you have any idea about what the size of kind of the investment-worthy real estate market is like there? And, I mean, you know, what kind of opportunities do you think that the approval of REITs, you know, kind of unlock there for real estate investors?
Well, Alan, we've been focusing on this market for the last 4 years and haven't invested because of a lot of complications. And while there's a lot of excitement about the new government, Modi, the prime minister coming in, and the comments that he's made about actually trying to build up or create a REIT business, there's not a lot of facts to support it at the moment. They don't have any legislation yet in place to create a REIT structure. So we'll see how that develops. Our view is probably next year. And right now, there are a number of public companies we've been studying over the past several years that are interesting to us. So we don't need the REIT structure, but it could open a massive amount of real estate investment in a market that sorely needs it.
Now, you say that you're kind of hesitant to invest in India. What's holding you back?
Well, you know, after looking at it for 4 years and watching values, or stock prices, I should say, go to the sky, we really didn't feel comfortable with that entry point. And one of the key things about Northwood Securities is that we're very focused on delivering value for our clients, and that is to say we're not going to pay more for the companies than the underlying properties are worth. Sounds like pretty common sense sort of approach, but people do get carried away with stock prices and keep following them into the sky. The excitement about the new government has fed into the real estate stock prices as well. And for the moment, they look a bit expensive, and yet on the ground, these companies are really struggling with regulatory issues, with a lack of demand, with what is essentially an economic slowdown. So for the moment, the yellow light's flashing, but we're spending more time looking at this market with a view to investing sometime by year end.
Another emerging REIT market would be China, of course. There's been some moves to kind of set the foundation for REITs there. But, of course, the country has a pretty autocratic political structure. So what do you think that means for the future of the REIT market in that market?
Well, let me first note that the REIT structure as we know it is being created by the government as another savings vehicle. The problem in China and the worry that the government's had is that everyone loves real estate a little too much, and rather than keep buying buildings and creating new supply, they'd rather see it put in a savings-type vehicle, just as you have in Japan, the J-REIT structure. So you'll invest in this REIT vehicle, which will most likely be externally managed, not one of our favorite things, and it'll provide some income. But that's still relatively far out on the horizon, and we really haven't heard anything recently. The opportunity now, though, in China is to buy really well-managed companies that don't have a lot of leverage, that are taking market share and are trading at 40 to 60% below the value of their assets.
Again, talking with Jim Raylander of Northwood Securities. So let's talk about another high-profile international market, Brazil. Lots going on there. Of course, they just finished up hosting the World Cup in the summer. There's an Olympics coming up in Rio. Also some elections coming up soon. What's the overall kind of pulse of the market there?
Well, you know, I was just meeting this morning with some of the larger shopping center developer owners in that market. And certainly there's a lot of excitement, but they kind of struggle with the same infrastructure issues that India does. Unlike India, though, their impoverished areas are well-armed with heavy artillery. So it's a bit more of a dangerous proposition. In fact, we spent a lot of the time talking about security and how much you need to give tenants comfort. And what is happening, and this is quite interesting, rather than people shopping on the streets where there's a very low level of security, they're going to the malls for restaurants and shows because the malls are well-armed.
Okay, so Brazil, I mean, do you have the same level of discomfort with investing there that you expressed earlier about India?
You know, Brazil's a very different story, whereas India is on an upward trajectory, both politically and economically. Brazil is in the doldrums right now on both those levels. As you, I'm sure, know, the current administration is in jeopardy of losing their jobs and could be replaced sometime in the next few weeks when the elections occur. At the same time, the economy is really struggling. And so from our perspective, we want to see that downward slope priced into the stocks, and it's getting there, but not quite yet.
And then looking at some of these emerging markets, are there any signs, anything, you know, kind of tangible that you look for that you'll see and say, okay, we're ready to kind of make a go of it in this market?
Well, sure. You know, a number of years ago, we looked at Indonesia. We had problems with corruption and with the fundamental economy. And then those issues were dealt with in some fashion. And so we invested in Indonesia in a real estate development company, and the stock's up about 70% this year. And in fact, we're really impressed by the growth we've seen in emerging markets that's somewhat independent of what's happening in our world or China or Europe for that matter. So we're starting to see a separation in their economies from being so dependent as they used to be on all the developed markets, and they're really developing their own kind of world of growth.
Thanks again to Jim Raylander of Northwood Securities for joining us, and thank you all for joining us too. For Nareit, I'm Alan Kenny.